This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim haba and welcome everyone. I want to share with you some insights on Parshas Vayelech. The Shurim of Friday, this week Thursday, is sponsored by our dear friend, Rabbi Tzal Rose of Los Angeles, Leah Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, and Shama Shavan Aliyah. Now I want to begin by saying, you know, we started this year, I wasn't sure where it was going to go. We began at the beginning of the year, insights on the Parsha, questions on the Parsha. Now when you get up to Bereishis, when you're learning Bereishis, okay, it's not so hard to come up with some thoughts on the Psukim and Rashi. Some Parshios, I have to admit, I did get nervous. And then the only Eitzah I had, how am I going to find something on, I don't know, Tzav, Tazria. So there's only one Eitzah. I have to daven that Hashem should give good ideas. So Baruch Hashem, we made it this far. We had some material on every Parsha. And I'm very grateful that we have material on Parshas Vayelech as well. Vayelech Moshe. And Moshe went. I have one simple question here. Where did he go? Do we ever find anywhere else that it says? It says, Vayidaber Sadvarma Elel Kol Yisrael. So what do you mean, he went? Since when do we introduce Vayidaber Moshe with the words, he went? Where did he go? So I can't help but think this is the last day of Moshe's life. You would think on his last day, at least on the last day, he'll take it easy. He'll perhaps pause and reflect. No, Vayelech Moshe. Until his last day, he was going and going. Mechayel El Chayel. He was, it should say, Bebechinas Hoylech. He was not an Oymed. He was the Bechina of going, 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 and he never stopped. Vayelech Moshe, where did he go? Even B'yoyim Ha'achroin. Mechayel El Chayel. Next. Moshe says, by the way, it's my last day. I can't really learn anymore. Okay, Moshe, that's what you needed to... I'm middle of my job today, all right? I'm a wood chopper. I'm chopping my wood. You gathered me to come to your shir. That's what I need to come for? To know... You needed to tell me this? This was so important that you can't learn today? Why do I need to know that you couldn't learn? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu delivering this message? It's my last day. I can't learn anymore. So the Sifsei Chachamim says that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael that Hashem was being kind to me. Hashem was making his death easy. He says, since Hashem closed the Mayone HaChachma to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a desire for life anymore. Because what is Chayim without the ability to pursue Chachma? So here's my question. What's the end of the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Moshe says, I'm 120 today. I can't learn anymore. And Hashem told me, don't cross the Yarden. Yahushua is going to do the job. What does the fact that Moshe can't learn anymore have to do with his inability to take the Jewish people over the Yarden? And I think the answer is very simple and very important. We know that Klal Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael is a very unusual land. It's not conquered with weapons, with artillery. It's conquered with the Torah. Like the Kedushas Levi says, V'yasuru es Eretz Kanan. Every part of Eretz Yisrael, we once had a very lengthy shir. Every part of Eretz Yisrael corresponds to a different chelek of the Torah. And by mastering a different chelek of Torah, you're able to conquer that part of Eretz Yisrael. That's why the city of Kiryat Sefer was not able to be conquered, because it corresponded to the 3,000 halachas that were forgotten during the Avodas of Moshe. So Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael, I'm going to explain to you why I can't take you into Eretz Yisrael. I'm 120 today. I'm not able to learn anymore. And if I can't learn anymore, I'm of no use to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. I won't be able to conquer the land. The psukim read like a glove. Next. Okay. All highly classified conversations should take place behind closed doors and not broadcast it over public airways. Okay, so let's continue. Hashem tells Moshe, it's time for you to die. call Yeshua and stand him in the Ohel Moed, and I will command him. Rashi says, Va'azarzenu, I will energize him. Hashem says, I'm going to be mechazik Yehoshua. So I just wondered, very simply, did you read the psukim that come later? The psukim that come later are the most depressing psukim in the entire Torah. Hashem tells Moshe, you're going to die, and the nation's going to get up, and they're going to serve idols, and I'm going to get angry at them, and I'm going to hide my face from them, and then I'm going to destroy. Well, I'm sure Yehoshua got a lot of chizuk from that. Do you realize that Hashem says, let's get Yehoshua and be mechazik him? The psukim that follow are literally the most frightening psukim in the Torah. So maybe you could say that the psukim Anochi Haster Aster, maybe that's a reference to Purim. Somehow Purim would be mechazik Yehoshua. After all, Yehoshua is connected to Purim. I just realized, you know, there's a big question. The first mission of Megillah says that any city that has a wall around it from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. And the Rishonim ask, why does the city have to have a wall from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun? Why not from the time of Achashverosh? So some Rishonim say, well, to give cover to Yerushalayim that didn't have a wall around it in the time of Achashverosh. Some say it's because there's a connection between Yehoshua ben Nun and Purim because they come from Shevet Yosef, like Esther and Mordechai. But now we could say the remez to Purim in the Torah comes from the psukim that Hashem spoke to Yehoshua ben Nun. But I think we could say that the chizuk that Yehoshua ben Nun got was very encouraging news. Because in the most depressing psukim in the Chumash, we also have the most uplifting pasuk in the Chumash. Ki loy sishachach mipi zarai. Despite everything that happens and the Hester Panim, the Torah will not be forgotten. Perhaps that was the va'azarzenu, the divrei chizuk that Yehoshua received. That's what it's referring to, va'azarzenu. One last thought. Moshe tells Yehoshua, I want you to know Moshe commands the Levium, take the Sefer Torah, and then Moshe says, you know, I know that after I die, you're going to act corruptly and turn away from the Derech. Rashi says, what do you mean after Moshe dies? Klal Yisrael were on the straight and narrow as long as Yehoshua ben Nun was alive. Says Rashi, from here we see Talmidoi shel adam chaviv alav kegufay. A person's student is as beloved as their own body. Because so long as Yeshua was alive, it seemed to Moshe like he was alive. Isn't it interesting? Why does the Torah choose this juncture to tell me the idea that the Talmud of a person is as beloved to him as his own body? Why now? So we could humbly suggest, because Moshe understands, he's now appointing Yehoshua. He's about to leave this world. He's trying to give Yehoshua some chizuk here. He's trying to empower him and give him the mission, the charge, give him encouragement. So Moshe gives him the greatest encouragement he could possibly give. He lets Yehoshua know, Yehoshua, you should know, I love you so much that even when I die, it's as if I'm alive because you are chaviv to me like myself. This is not just random that this is being expressed over here. Moshe Rabbeinu chose this juncture. Now that he's parting from Yehoshua, his message of chizuk to Yehoshua is, you should know, Yehoshua, you know what you mean to me? What you mean to me is that Talmidoi shel Adam chaviv alav kegufa. Okay, and
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.